Roll call for the 20. Bovey. Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird. Clausen.
Here.
Clem. Connolly. Court.
Here.
Crank.
Here.
Dayton. Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Ayer.
Here.
Flitner.
Here.
Freeman. Furphy.
Here.
Guru.
Here.
Gray.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Haley.
Here.
Hallinan. Halverson.
Here.
Henderson.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Kinner.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Larson Lloyd.
Here.
Larson Dan.
Here.
Lindholm.
Here.
Lone.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
McGuire. Madden. McKim.
Here.
Miller. Nicholas.
Here.
Northrup.
Here.
Obermuller.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Pelkey. Pieperinen. Ponell.
Here.
Salazar.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Steinmetz.
Here.
Sweeney.
Here.
Walters.
Here.
Wilson. Winters.
Here.
Zwanitzer. Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
McGuire. Excused. Wilson. We have 59 present, one excused.
Well, Reverend Marson, we appreciate you being here with us all week. It'll be your last day with us, so we appreciate you starting each day with us. So please join Reverend Mark Marson from First United Methodist Church.
Let us pray. Our Lord in heaven, creator of all things seen and unseen, you know our every need before we ask, all of our hopes and our fears. Our Lord, in times of stress, you give us peace. In times of tedium, you give us hope. Times of darkness, you give us light. Refresh us to finish the tasks that are before us. Our Lord, we ask that you may bless these men and women, that they may do your work, be enlightened with maturity, hear your voice, follow your example, and do your work. For these things we pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball! Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 9, 2017 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Guru and Representative Gray.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my privilege today to introduce our doctor of the day, Cameron Groove from Cheyenne, and our nurse of the day, Ann Raga from Camel County Health. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House, and thank you for your service today. We have a privilege, Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could I have the privilege of the floor, please?
Please proceed.
Thank you. In the gallery, or the fishbowl, as we affectionately call it, is the president of Northwest College, and with her is her husband and her two sons. Please welcome Stephanie Hickswa, Scott Hurt, and Keegan and Kaylin. Thank you. Okay, also, it is Keegan's birthday, and if you would all please join me in a round of singing happy birthday to Keegan. Happy birthday.
Keegan, it's a pleasure to have you here today with your family, and it's not every day that you get serenaded by the House Choir. So, well done, members. Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
In the back gallery is part of my family, my daughter. My son-in-law has been sidelined somewhere, but they are partners with Susie and I in our business, and with them are their three boys, our youngest farmhands, Ginny and Greg, and the boys are Rutley and LJ and Fletcher.
Welcome to the House. We're at that order of business. Standing committee reports.
Senate File 59, introduced by Senator Driscoll. Government Ethics, Clerks of the District Courts, an act relating to government ethics. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 59, Government Ethics, Clerks of the District Courts, respectfully reports back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Baker, Biteman, Jennings, Kirkbright, Olson, Pelkey, Pannell, Salazar, and Winters. Signed, Representative Kirkbright, Chairman. Senate File 151, introduced by Senator Kinski, Ignition Interlock, an act relating to motor vehicle licenses. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 151, engrossed, Ignition Interlock, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Biteman, Jennings, Kirkbride, Olson, Pelkey, Pannell, Salazar, Winters. No, Representative Baker. Signed, Representative Kirkbride, Chairman. Senate File 15, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Special District Budget Requirements, an act relating to special districts. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 15, engrossed, Special District Budget Requirements, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass, with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Ayer, Furphy, Lindholm, Zwanitzer. Noes, Representatives Edwards, Lone, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. Senate File 19, introduced by Senator Emmerich, Snowplow Lights, an act relating to the regulation of traffic on highways. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 19, engrossed Snowplow Lights, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Blake, Brown, Court, Crank, Edwards, Eklund, Laux, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Laux, Acting Chairman. Senate File 154, introduced by Senator Hastert. Sex Offender Registration, Accessories, an act relating to sex offender registration. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 154, Sex Offender Registration, Accessories, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Baker, Biteman, Jennings, Kirkbride, Olson, Pelkey, Pownell, Salazar, Winters. Signed, Representative Kirkbride, Chairman. Senate File 53, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Veterans Hiring Preference, an act relating to veterans. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 53, engrossed, Veterans Hiring Preference, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Blake, Brown, Court, Crank, Edwards, Eklund, Piperinen. No, Representative Laux. Signed, Representative Laux, Acting Chairman. Senate File 54, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Military Spouse Hiring Preference, an act relating to military affairs. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 54, engrossed, Military Spouse Hiring Preference, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blake, Court, Crank, Edwards, Eklund, Noes, Representatives Blackburn, Brown, Laux, and Piperinen. Signed, Representative Laux, Acting Chairman.
We are at that order of business of reading and signing of enrolled acts. First enrolled act is enrolled act number 11, and being the original House Bill 92. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled act number 11, being original House Bill 92, an act relating to labor and employment, permitting the time period for payment of wages upon termination of employment to be specified in a collective bargaining agreement and providing for an effective date.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 11, original House Bill 92. I have so signed. Congratulations, Representative Larson Lloyd. That's our first individual bill to be an Enrolled Act. The next enrolled act is enrolled act number 10, original House Bill 59. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled act 10, being original House Bill 59, an act relating to education, amending specified higher education fiscal procedures, providing for submittal of an exception budget request for health insurance funding as specified, providing that state matching funds for specified higher education endowment accounts shall only be made available to the extent contributions are actually received by the higher education institution, and providing for an effective date.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 10, Original House Bill 59. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is Enrolled Act Number 9, Original House Bill 43. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 9, being Original House Bill 43, an act relating to insurance producers and adjusters requiring the Commissioner of Insurance to conduct a review of licensing examination procedures, establishing a review panel to assist in the Commissioner's review of licensing exam procedures, authorizing reimbursement of expenses, repealing the State Board of Insurance agent examiners, making conforming amendments, and providing for an effective date, be it enacted by the legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 9, Original House Bill 43. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is Enrolled Act Number 8, Original House Bill 33. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act 8, being Original House Bill 33, an act relating to gasoline taxes, amending the amount attributable to non-resident motorboats for computations for distribution to the Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources as specified, and providing for an effective date, be it enacted by the legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 8, Original House Bill 33. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is Number 7, being Original House Bill 42. The reading clerk will please read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 7, being Original House Bill 42, an act relating to membership of the State Board of Education, modifying the membership to include the President of the University of Wyoming as a non-voting ex officio member, and providing for an effective date, be it enacted by the legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 7, Original House Bill 42. I have so signed. We're at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 246 on House Bill 30, Representative Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to adopt message 246 from the Senate on House Bill 30 and would recommend your aye vote. Excuse me. All this does, this concurrence request, is on page 6 of the bill. It just asks that we designate not more than 30% of the funds for state parks to go to maintenance so that it doesn't all go to capital construction. So I would urge an aye vote on this concurrence request.
Is there any further discussion? We are voting on motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 30. A majority of elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
No. Lindholm.
No.
No. Lone.
No.
No. Laux.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
No.
No. McKim.
No.
No. Miller.
No.
No. Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Aye. Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
No. Ponell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
No.
No. Schwartz.
Aye.
Aye. Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
No.
No. Wilson.
Aye.
Aye. Winters.
No.
No. Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Laux. Aye. To no. Greer. Aye. To no. Further changes? Steinmetz. Aye. To no. Burkhart. Aye. To no. Further changes? Edwards. Aye. To no. Blackburn. Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 39 aye. 21 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 30. The next message for our consideration is message number 250 on House Bill 51. Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 250. This bill is the number House Bill 51. It's a borrowing authority of the Department of Transportation, and in this the House made a change and put a basement on the amount of interest they'd pay at 2%. Then when it got to the other side, they brought another fairly minor change, but I would say a good change, from interest rate in that bill to rate of return. It would be more consistent with what we're doing with our investments. So it wouldn't necessarily be just the interest rate. It would be whatever the rate of return is with that 2% basement. And I would ask for an aye vote on this concurrence.
Is there any discussion? Any discussion? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 51. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Baker.
No.
No. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Bightman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey.
Aye.
Aye. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Aye. Schwartz.
Aye.
Aye. Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
Aye.
Aye. Wilson.
Aye.
Aye. Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 51. The next message for our consideration is message number 253 to House Bill 78, Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 253. This is House Bill number 78, salvage titles, and I would encourage a no vote. The other side added a couple things to the bill. This is a bill to clear up titles for cars that have been totaled or vehicles that have been totaled, and it allows for a process for the insurance company to get a title on the vehicle. The other side decided to insert a couple of things that we probably can't, well, we can't do on part of it. We have no salvage titles for boats or house trailers. The amendment they had through in house trailers and boats, you have titles on them, but there are no salvage titles. So we would have to go back into the statutes and change that, which we're not going to be able to do with this bill. And then the other part is abandoned vehicles were thrown in, and most abandoned vehicles don't have insurance, so it's not germane to the bill, and there's a way of taking care of abandoned vehicles in other statutes. Again, I would encourage a no vote. We'll go have a talk and try to clean this muddled up mess up.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 78. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. No. Baker. No. Barlow. No. Bightman. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. No. Bovey. Excused. Brown. No. Burkhart. No. Bird. Aye. Clausen. No. Clem. No. Connolly. No. Court. No. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. No. Eklund. Eklund. Aye. No. Air. No. Flitner. No. Freeman. No. Furphy. No. Giroux. No. Gray. No. Greer. No. Haley. No. Hallinan. No. Halverson. No. Henderson. No. Hunt. No. Jennings. No. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. No. McGuire. No. Madden. No. McKim. No. Miller. No. Nicholas. No. Northrup. No. Obermuller. No. Olson. No. Paxton. No. Pelkey. No. Pieperinen. No. Ponnell. No. Salazar. No. Schwartz. No. Summers. No. Steinmetz. No. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker. No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Bovey excused. To no. Bird. Aye. To no. Larson Dan. No. To aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 2 aye, 58 no.
By your vote, you have voted to not concur with House Bill 78 and with Senate amendments to House Bill 78. I would appoint a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate, consisting of Laux, Crank, and Eklund, chairman. So Representative Laux, Representative Crank, and Representative Eklund, chairman of the Conference Committee on House Bill 78. The next,
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
I want to introduce some people back here in the gallery. It's their 50th anniversary this year, this organization. And that's board of directors and staff of the Wyoming Outdoor Council. Please welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House. Nice to have you with us today. We're at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 3. The reading clerk will read the bill through the enacting clause.
Senate File 3, introduced by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources. Select Water Committee Review of Projects, an act relating to the Select Water Committee.
Senate File 3, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 5.
Senate File 5, introduced by Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, Banking Revisions, an act relating to banks, banking, and finance.
Senate File 5, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 6.
Senate File 6, introduced by Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, Radioactive Waste Storage Facilities Amendments, an act relating to radioactive waste storage facilities.
Senate File 6, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 7.
Senate File 7, introduced by Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, Bank Service Corporations, an act relating to banks, banking, and finance.
Senate File 7, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 9.
Senate File 9, introduced by Revenue. Certification of cases to State Board of Equalization, an act relating to the State Board of Equalization.
Senate File 9, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 10.
Senate File 10, introduced by Revenue, County Boards of Equalization, an act relating to County Boards of Equalization.
Senate File 10, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 11.
Senate File 11, introduced by Revenue. License Revocation Process, an act relating to license revocations.
Senate File 11, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 23.
Senate File 23, introduced by Revenue. Fuel Tax Appeals, an act relating to the State Board of Equalization.
Senate File 23, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 30.
Senate File 30, introduced by Judiciary, Jail Placement Coordination, an act relating to counties.
Senate File 30, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 31.
Senate File 31, introduced by Judiciary, Genetic Information Privacy, an act relating to genetic information privacy.
We have an amendment. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading number one to Senate File 31 and ask for your favorable consideration. So if you'll dig out that bill and you'll remember beginning on page 4, line 13, there's a subsection that reads, an individual's genetic information may be obtained, retained, disclosed, and used without informed consent for, and there's a list of 11 exceptions for when you don't need informed consent. So this amendment would add a 12th exception over on page 6, beginning in line 8. So what we're trying to do here is allow for a free flow of information in order to get claims paid. Under HIPAA, when you have a protected health information, this would allow a health insurer to pay the claims. The way it works, when they get a claim, then they go to the doctor, and if there's a genetic testing component to it, they have to determine whether the genetic testing component is reimbursable under the insurance. They have to determine whether it was medically necessary. They are proscribed from using that genetic information to underwrite insurance. They're proscribed by the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act of 2008. And the real heart of the matter is, if they don't have this free flow of access to the information so that they can go and investigate the claim, they'll need to go back and get a patient's informed consent every time one of these things comes up. So they are prohibited from using that information for any purpose other than to pay the claim. As a health insurer, they'd only get the information from a medical provider. They're not getting it from some of the groups that we've been talking about that sort of bootleg that sort of material and information. They're all already prohibited by federal law from using any of that in the current wording, again, from the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. We've had a consultation with the state's top legal office. It was the opinion of that individual that the proposed amendment doesn't result in any loss of protection under HIPAA or the GINA Act. So, as I said, I'm proposing Amendment 1 to second reading of Senate File 31. Thank you for your consideration.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this amendment, folks. The good Judiciary Committee saw this amendment come before them in committee, and it was kind of a surprise. This is a piece of legislation that was worked through the interim, and it was brought by an insurance company. Well, the Genetic Information Privacy Act exists because, A, insurance companies. We had the situation where that DNA that information was being sold to insurance companies. I don't think this is actually anything kind of nefarious or anything like that, but I do think it is overly broad. If you look on your amendment of line 6, you'll see claims processing, auditing, fraud prevention, program integrity, or care coordination, including the share of information to the extent authorized. This is extremely broad. So it does state that it's for HIPAA. It does state that it is for 45 CFR Part 160 and 164, the GINA, but before that it says for anything for claims processing, auditing, fraud prevention, program, and this is way too broad. We're trying to lock this down. We're trying to keep this so that information is protected. The other states that have adopted this law do not have this in their law. So I'd ask you to vote no on the second reading amendment. It's not needed. Specifically, if you look at informed consent in the bill, informed consent allows these insurance companies to receive informed consent from the individual they're doing the DNA testing on already. So make them get informed consent from the person they're doing the testing on. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member for your first time? First time, second time. Second time for the sponsor, Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd only say that claims processing, auditing, fraud prevention, program integrity, and care coordination, that's what insurers do. So that's why it's in the bill. I think the sideboards that offer the protection that the previous speaker was seeking are already there with the federal acts that have been passed. And I urge your adoption of the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. We are voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 31. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 31 has failed. Senate File 31 having been read 2 separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 33.
Senate File 33, introduced by Judiciary. Computer Extortion, an act relating to offenses against computer property.
Senate File 33, having been read 2 separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would request that the House stand at ease while the majority party caucus is in room L54.
Okay, the House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. House will come to order. We have a privilege of the floor, Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you look in your inbox, there's an American flag with the Wyoming flag, and those are from our own Dan Larson, who got those for everybody. And he didn't pay sales tax on it, so thanks.
Thank you, Representative Lindholm and Larson. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks in the back in the fishbowl, we have, as they come down every year, we have the 8th grade class from Niobrara Middle School, and somewhere in there is former Representative Ross Dirks. I haven't seen him yet, but he's here. So welcome, folks.
Welcome to the House. Representative Dirks, would you like a very brief privilege of the floor? Right over here. Now, my question for the Lusk Middle School 8th graders, junior high, are you guys the Tigers, or? You're not the little Tigers. You're not the kiddies. You're the Tigers. I'm just checking, because usually that changes junior high to high school, but that's awesome. Representative Dirks. Welcome back to the House.
Mr. Speaker, requesting privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Three things. House members, I know you get tired of the old has-beens coming up here, and fewer of you know the old has-been, but there will be a time when you, too, will get 30 seconds on the House floor, and as much as you don't want to be here right now, perhaps, someday it will mean a great, great deal to you. I never take this for granted, and I appreciate it. Two, you're probably not going to hear thank you very much from your constituents, but from me, I can tell you, thank you. You're doing tough work for the state of Wyoming. There are those of us out there who appreciate it very much. Lastly, Mr. Speaker, I do have a few of the notes that you sent me when I was a committee of the whole chairman, and I know that in your position now you have to be all prim and proper and everything, but let me assure you, House members, those messages, not always suitable for family viewing, were indeed full of a rare sense of humor. Your speaker has a very keen sense of humor. Thank you very much, House of Representatives.
Thank you, Representative. Well, thank you, Representative Dirks, and my memory must be failing me. I do not recall. But Representative Dirks and kids in eighth grade back there, really, he represents, I think, some of the finest in Wyoming. I think a Manderson boy, born and raised here, and had a, along with our good Representative Paxton, yes, and they go way back. And so we're all connected in this state. So appreciate you bringing your class here today. And kids, we hope we don't bore you too much. It is exciting work, even though it doesn't look like it from that side. But we're trying to do our very best, and we appreciate you here to watch the process. Okay, members, so any other privileges? We're at that order of business of third reading, and we are on House Bill number 1, third reading amendments. And the first amendment that I have is a third reading amendment number 1, and that would be Representative Blake.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill number 1 and ask for your favorable consideration. It's an honor to bring the first of many budget amendments to this bill, and I will just try to explain what I'm doing here. I'd like to take $80,000 out of the Wyoming Business Council and reinstate the Tribal Liaison Program. There's been some real upheaval in that program. I think right now is a good time to have a show of good faith and put this back in what the chief executive wanted in his budget, and JAC removed And I just ask your, I won't belabor the point very long, but I just ask your favorable consideration to put this money back in and stand for any questions. Thank you.
Representative Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Needs batteries over there. I would urge the body to vote for this. We have had some bumps along the road, for sure. But here's what's at stake. It's the relationship between the state and the tribes. And so not only I think this is a good thing to vote for, but I could go on, but I won't. It really means a lot to both tribes. What this will do is it will restore the funding so that there can be two full-time liaisons, and the program can work, and it has been proven to work in the past. I would really appreciate an aye vote. Thank you.
Any other members for your first time? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment, folks, I value our relationship with the tribes. I mean, I think that's really important. But I think if you think back to the beginning of our campaigns, last spring, the economic downturn, people laid off as you're out going door to door. I mean, I think probably one of the first things that most people said is we've got to do economic diversification in this state. We've got to grow businesses. And to just keep going after the one agency that does exactly what people want to have happen is very short-sighted. So on and against the amendment.
Anyone else? Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. On and against the amendment, I'm not convinced that this is a full-time position, so simply what we're doing is creating part-time positions. So on and against the amendment.
Any other members? For the first time, Majority Floor Leader Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, you know, this program has had its ups and downs where this money's flowing into. But, you know, we're trying to support. We're trying to integrate our friends that were the first Wyomingites to make sure we have good communication between not only our executive office but also this body. They spend a lot of time interfacing with us. I think it's a good idea. I don't particularly like taking it from this particular agency. But, you know, we don't have a lot of choices. So on and for the amendment.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Against this amendment, we don't need to be robbing this the account that they're trying to get this money from. And there is still money in the budget bill as it's crafted to allow to have these liaisons. They can still work the position. They can still create these lines of communication that they're asking for. We just don't need to be robbing from one place to try and make this happen. Let it work the way it is and do not increase. So vote against this amendment.
Chairman Nicholas?
For a second.
Anyone else? First time, Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the interest, hopefully, of everyone in the body, I'd like to divide the amendment. And Division 1 would be lines 1 through 8, and Divisions 2 would be, 9 through 11.
That is, I think that is divisible.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Chairman Zwanitzer.
So if we just talk about Division 1 through 8, Mr. Speaker, if that's okay.
Sure.
What this would do is just increase the general fund amount to fund two tribal liaisons and would eliminate the concern of where the money comes from. It would come out of the budget. There's a couple other amendments today that cut some money from various places. Otherwise, it would come out of the LSRA, and that would keep the program going for one more year. And then when we relook at the budget, we could redetermine. But I think that answers the three or four complaints that I heard from the good committee number two, is if we want to make this a decision and a policy decision for the body, let's just do it. We'll take the money out, but it should not probably come from Section 85. So I'd be happy just to discuss if we should be doing this or not without the burden of another pot of money.
On division number one, Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I guess I have a question if someone could answer, but my understanding is the governor actually asked for this reduction in his budget. So I don't know why we're trying to add it back in if he's the one that wanted it removed in the first place. So if someone could answer that, I'd appreciate it.
Our Chief Executive Officer, we're on Division One, Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, I don't believe the Chief Executive did take it out. I believe JAC took it out. The Chief Executive wanted it in his budget. And I'm in favor of this division, so vote aye. Division One.
Any members on their first time on Division One? Division One is a simple increase in general fund expenditures to fund this program.
So on and against the amendment, for a couple different reasons. Number one, if you look at the report that came back on the tribal liaisons, and if you watch what transpires, these are not, honestly, full-time positions. And so what we're really doing is doing more or less an honorary thing because of the tribes. And I would submit to you that the folks in the good city by the river, some of these tribes are trying to take property away from them. And so they're doing things that are diametrically opposed to a lot of the citizens of Wyoming. So that's number one. And so why would we try to go one way when they're pulling on the chain on the other direction? Number two is if the governor, the good chief executive, really wants to fund these positions, he has more than enough money in his budget to fund them, if he so chooses. It doesn't have to come out of general fund dollars. He's got the funds to do it. So on and against.
Anyone else? First time? Second time? First time, Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge the body to vote for this. That other issue that was previously mentioned is really, it has no bearing on this vote or this issue. That, at any rate, so let me just say one thing about the program. There could be actually a savings here because of the attention that the executive branch can bring on to the delivery of the services that is to the citizens of the reservation, because there's more accountability, there's more interaction between the executive and the end users. And so when we have any sort of a gap in that delivery or over-delivery, whatever the case may be, it's more readily identified. And there are a lot of programs out there. They are citizens of the state as well. And so we have a real strong working relation, a strong obligation to them. And so this position was created to bridge that gap, to make sure that everything was working efficiently, because they don't generally come down here very often. And so this is really helpful. I would urge the body to vote for it.
Any other members? First time, second time? Okay, we're voting on division number one. We are voting on division number one. All those in favor of division number one, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
Division number one has failed. Okay, we are now on division number two, Representative Zwanitzer.
Although some people might actually like division number two, I would ask you to vote no, because there's no reason just to hurt an agency to put money back in the general fund at this time.
Anyone else? Division two? Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. On and against division two, obviously I don't want to see money brought out of the business-ready community for this effort, so on and against.
All those in favor, we are voting on division number two. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no.
No.
Division number two has failed. We are now on amendment number two. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House third reading amendment number two to House Bill 1. And members, I'd ask for your favorable consideration. It's real simple explanation, and I'll just give it to you briefly. What we're doing is we are decreasing $150,000 from the office of the chief executive, which he is amenable to. He has agreed to this reduction. And what we're doing is we're moving it into the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority. The Wyoming Infrastructure Authority has agreed to add an additional $100,000 to create a total of $250,000. And you'll
point of order, Mr. Chairman.
What's your point, Representative Walters?
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. Our presenter has so far told the body what two different agencies within this amendment are willing to do, and I don't think it's the job of any of us as presenters to tell the body what these folks are agreeable to or not agreeable to. And so I just really think that he needs to, I would like to see that avoided, and I just really don't think that's appropriate at this time or on any other amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Walters, and your point is well taken, and all members will want to make sure we combine our comments to really the substance of the amendment. Thank you. Please continue, Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So on line 11 of this amendment, you'll see here, and this is the footnote that we're adding, of this general fund appropriation, $250,000 shall be only expended to facilitate the monitoring of local and federal issues affecting coal production in this state. With that, I'd certainly entertain any questions or comments from the committee. I'd ask your aye vote. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I just encourage the body to defeat this amendment. We've reviewed each of those agencies and looked at their recommendation. This agency does look at a lot of infrastructure needs, not only up in the land of coal, but all around this state, and I think that they have well within their budget the ability to continue to do that. With the new test center that we've put up in the land of coal, there will be an extra effort to see how those activities proceed and what kind of contracts we can get to look at ways to develop and the byproduct of coal power generation. I also would remind the body that they are involved in looking at transmission lines out of the state, all around the state, and can do that within the budget that they have, and we'd just encourage you to defeat this amendment.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. On and against the amendment, it seems like in the super flex authority that the governor has, and this is a question I would have to the bringer of the amendment, it seems like that they would have authority to do this anyway. We've seen several super flex in the budget that were not any different than this. So I just don't see why it's needed.
Anyone else? Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, would encourage you to vote no on this amendment. This agency is already working on these issues. This is just a redundancy and giving them extra money to do something they're already tasked with doing. So, as I said, please vote no.
Any other discussion for your first time? Moving to our second, first time, Chairman Nicholas.
Yeah, I like the concept of this, ladies and gentlemen, but to me, part of the problem is the language. If you go to line 13, what they're doing is to facilitate the monitoring of local and federal issues affecting coal production in the state. And so we're going to give them $150,000 to monitor federal coal issues. Like, you know, we put $250,000 in the chief executive's budget, in the regular budget, to do exactly this. And not only that, but to go to various places and to advocate and be aggressive and bring lawsuits and do all those things on this issue. So just to have them go to monitor and to facilitate, it's just unnecessary because we've got $250,000 already to do it. Plus, that's one of our major goals of our state government is to make sure that coal is viable and sold. And so it's a redundancy too.
Anyone else for the first time? Moving to second time. Second time for the sponsor, Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would submit that this isn't a redundancy. If it was a redundancy, I would never have brought this. And I would just counter and say that this is our bread and butter. You talk about the cash crop of Wyoming, this is it. It's what we mined. It's coal. And so I would submit to you that this is needful at this time in light of the recent changes of our federal administration and what's going on, not only locally, but this also monitor the market as far as what coal competes against and try to exploit those areas where we can make more out of coal. So I would encourage your aye vote on this. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 has been defeated. We are now on third reading amendment number 45. Representative Burkhardt. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll find it here in a minute in this stack. I apologize.
Members, we'll just pause a minute because, as we all know, they're not in numerical order, but in order of the sections in the budget.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, I have it.
I think the rest of the body is with you. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this does one real simple thing. It gives the Secretary of State's office $5,000 to print the Constitution. I think all of you have seen some of the books around that are nice bound. They make nice giveaways if you want to do that. It keeps it all in a nice format. And that's all of this does, is allows them to print that book.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In regards to this, is this something that the agency was specifically looking for? Because you'll remember that we had a piece of legislation that took this into account, and that piece of legislation from the department that prints these said it was not needed in that legislation. So I'm wondering why we're going down a different path here with the budget.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Does this mean that they then will have they'll give them out free to our students? Because it doesn't quite go that far. If it does, I'm in favor of it.
Any other members for their first time? Representative Byrd?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The money is to keep the Constitution being printed, to push back gently on one of the former speakers. The agency said that they could do without printing the directories and things because they were out of date pretty much when they went to press on those. But the Constitution was one that was in fairly good demand.
Anyone else for their first time? Second time. Representative Lindholm.
We'll have to wait and hear what the responses are. Nobody else is jumping up to help on this one. So just on and against, unless there's some dire need that was suddenly left out of the bill that's over on the other side now.
Representative Speaker Pro Tem Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would imagine that the Secretary of State would be able to handle a new printing in the same manner they did the past. Keep the prices the same and give them out the same as they have in the past. And that's all this does, just make sure they have enough money, regardless of what else happens with legislation. With that, I'll call for the question.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 45. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
That amendment has been adopted. It increases. We can, division being called, all those in favor of the amendment, please stand. All those opposed, please stand. Less than 40. Pursuant to House Rule 12-4B, this amendment increases general fund expenditures, so a roll call is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund. Air.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray. Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
No.
Hallinan. No. Aye. Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan. No. Lindholm.
No.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux. No. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
No.
No. McKim.
No.
No. Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Aye. Paxton.
No.
No. Pelkey.
Nope.
No. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Aye. Schwartz.
Schwartz?
No. Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed, 42 aye, 18 no.
By vote of majority of the members present, third reading amendment number 45 has been adopted. Members, just an update, I think, on your list of amendments. Is this sheet purple?
Yes.
Okay. I have a little trouble with these shades. So just an update on amendment orders. So then we just completed number 45. Next will be number 3, but then after number 3 will be number 43 and 46. And those are probably hit your inbox here recently. And then another update I have is in the second column after number 39. I believe it's the sixth. One down on the second column, 39. In between 39 and 25, insert number 47. And then if you go down two more, down to number 26, in between 26 and 27, insert number 44. And then to the bottom of that second column, after number 37, you can write in number 42, third reading amendment number 42, 3042, and then the last one there is 3041. And that's the updates as I have them right now. So thank you. So we are now on third reading amendment number 3, Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 1 and ask for favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, the 64th, a couple years ago, there was the agency that's listed at the top of this amendment here had installed some GPS units on state vehicles. And the GPS units were installed, and it's been causing some concerns and some issues with having to replace batteries, been doing some kind of some unfavorable things and some unintended consequences. But the big portion of this is this was kind of a a gray area that was allowed at the time, and allowed them to put this in. And really what this amendment do is going to pull the funding for that program. It's a really a cost-saving measure at this point, especially when we're looking at trying to do some cost-saving measures here. So what this will do, some figures for you to kind of think about. Each unit is about $20, $18.95. And then we have 1,400 of those units that have been installed into vehicles today. We actually have 1,600 sitting around, so there's 200 that are not currently being used. So we've purchased a whole bunch that are not being used. But then to take it on top of that, let me back up there for a second. Each unit is $157. I'm sorry. And it's $18.95 a month per unit. So if you extrapolate that out, what that ultimately comes down to is $26,000 a month that we're paying as a state to track the state vehicles driving all over the state. And it just seems kind of redundant to me. I think we've seen some, they told us at one point that we were going to see some fuel savings, and we haven't. I actually called yesterday to try to get some of that information. That data has still not been compiled 2 years later. So at this point, I'm looking to cut the funding from the program, remove the devices, and cancel all these contracts immediately, save us about $650,000 roughly a biennium that will be going back into this, into the insurance pool, and we won't be paying that as a state any longer. What will end up happening is they will take this money, they will take these units out, and it'll only take about 15 to 20 minutes to pull these units out, so there's not a burdensome cost to remove this, and there's no early termination fees or anything like that with the contractor that we have on this. It's a pretty simple bill, and puts about a little over $500,000 back into the coffers. So with that, I'll ask for any questions.
First time, Representative Lindholm.
Just a question. What do we do with the $250,000 worth of devices that we've just pulled from these vehicles? Are those, can we sell them? Is somebody going to buy them?
Representative Pownell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick question. What type of vehicles are we talking about? What type of state vehicles? I'm curious if it's emergency vehicles or other. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Second time? Second time for the sponsor? Or Representative Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to clarify a couple of the questions and then add a couple more things here for some thought. Number one, the money that we have spent on these we will not be able to utilize these. My guess is there's probably a secondary market, just like there is anything else with some of the surplus property that the state owns. It goes to surplus. There may be the opportunity to sell some of those. Maybe there's some other state agencies out there that may still want to pursue this. So it's not prohibiting that, but what it is prohibiting is the department listed at the top of here from doing this on all state vehicles, and then that's a good segue into the second question. It's the state motor pool vehicles at this point. So it's all the state vehicles that are assigned to the individual agencies as well as the vehicles that are currently sitting out there. And don't know that it's necessarily installed on any of the emergency vehicles. I can't answer that definitively, but again, these are just basically GPS tracking units to monitor the behaviors, and that's really all it is. The last thing that I'll say is in an area where we're trying to cut costs, this is a cost that we lived without for a very long amount of time and was put in 2 years ago, and in my opinion, don't necessarily think we need to have it any longer, and it can save us a little bit of money. Thank you.
Thank you. We are voting on third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 3 has been adopted. These are already appropriated funds, so no roll call is necessary. We are now on third reading amendment number 43, Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 43 to House Bill 1. I'm going to go ahead and read it first. The General Services Division of the Department of Administration and Information shall, as a condition of receiving these funds, sell 5% of the vehicles currently owned and maintained in the motor pools reservation pool that are available for use by state employees on a per-trip basis by June 30, 2018. Stop for a moment. The reason we wrote it that way, this is the centralized pool that state employees will use. So this is not specifically assigned to agencies. This is the centralized pool. And we continue in this. This requirement does not pertain to permanently assigned vehicles. Funds received from the sale of the vehicles shall be deposited into the general fund. That's the amendment. This is really a slam dunk. I think that most people understand that we don't need all these vehicles in the centralized motor pools reservation pool. And And just to be clear, this is the centralized pool that ANI manages, and nothing bad is going to happen if we sell 5% of these assets. The other thing is a lot of the additions we've had in this bill that are going to come out of LSRA if there's not an offset. This will help pay for that so that they're not going to come out of LSRA. We have a bill that has passed here that has a trigger in LSRA for a tax increase, so I don't think we should be expending LSRA funds in anything we do here. And so this will help pay for some of that. Let's do some efficiency and belt tightening, just like every family in our great state, and pass Amendment number 43.
Chairman Barlow, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm interested to know what kind of numbers we're talking about. How many vehicles are in the pool? What is the normal turnover? What is standard practice now? And how does this impact standard practice? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have another question. So I know that in the agency, the various agencies, we have, for example, a dam engineer that'll go up to the northern part of the state to assess a dam. We've got licensing people that make site visits. So if these people still to do their work, now they will be using their personal vehicle and get reimbursement. And I'm just wondering if we have information about whether reimbursing people for using their personal vehicle actually costs more than having the motor pool, and what the balance is in that.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just curious, so how much money are we really going to save on this amendment here? I'd like to know the dollar amount, or maybe a guess. Secondly, if we're going to have less employees, that means less vehicles are needed. I get that, but there'll be less miles be put on them. We'll be able to save those cars longer into the future. They'll have lower mileage on them. So actually, we'll have a reserve. We'll have those cars in reserve. They'll be sitting there, you know, cover up the tires so they don't get weather checked and all that stuff. But I'd say vote no on this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First for a second.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. On and against this amendment, you know, one thing we try to do in this body, and even in appropriations, though some might disagree, is we try to figure out what the unintended consequences of this. And this, I don't think we have a clear idea of what this will do. And if you can't assess those impacts, you certainly shouldn't be able to vote for this. And so certainly I will not be voting for this.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm warmly in favor of this. I kind of like where this is going. The agency that I work for is in our down economy, we've had to make reductions. One of the areas that we looked at, or that my agency looked at, was looking at our vehicle pool. And for some of the very same reasons that were spoken about just a moment ago. Part of that was not getting used as much. It makes no sense to keep a vehicle that you're not using, because there's a couple of other associated costs. Right? You have to pay for the registration. You have to pay for the insurance. You also have to pay for the maintenance of the vehicle. And one of the things that we found is we were actually not using vehicles so much that the tires still had good tread on them, but they were weathered to the point where you had to go and buy new tires because you weren't using it as much. And so I think this is I'm look forward to hearing some of the numbers, but I think this is on the right path. And so I'm warmly an aye at this point. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Pownell.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I do have some concerns about this amendment. I'm going to vote no. But the one thing is those vehicles that are in reserve, remember, we just raised the mileage to 150,000 on all the state vehicles. This, instead of having to go out and buy a new one while they're trying to repair them vehicles while they're making that attain that mileage, I think we would be losing money in the long run. So I would urge a no vote on this one. Thank you.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I put about several thousand miles on a motor pool vehicle every year, and they don't want me to use my personal car. They have done all the calculations, and it is much more, it's cheaper for them to have me use a motor pool car than to go out and use my own personal car. And then talking about the number of units going down and some of the other testimony, if they're not using the units as at least the agency that I work for, if they're not using those cars as much as what they did before, what they do is when it's time to rotate them out, they will sell those cars as surplus property and not replace them. I think that this is another example of attempted micromanagement, and I would resist the amendment.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and in support of this amendment. Now, this is a real meat and potatoes cut that I can take back to my district, and they'll get it. When I go back and say we cut the state central motor pool by 5%, that is going to be a hallelujah moment. On and in support, vote aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As much as it pains me to speak against hallelujah moments, I am on against this amendment. Partly because I think it really doesn't quite make total sense in terms of how a pool operates. I don't know for a fact right now that they don't sell more than 5% a year. I don't see anything in here that says after they sell 5%, they can't replace those vehicles with newer vehicles. And I also agree with all of the other comments that people have said against this amendment. So on and against.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just quickly, I certainly support the intent of this, but from a practical standpoint, something that was actually brought up by several speakers ago, the good representative from the Capital City who's also on the JAC, but if you were expecting people to use their personal vehicles, then depending on what department they work in, depending on what their job pertains to, it may be such that some of these folks need an off-road vehicle, they need a pickup, or they need an SUV to get around. If they're out doing rangeland surveying, if they're out doing working on water development projects, stuff like that, and some of them may not have a suitable vehicle. They may just have a car, a low-riding car. So I can see where that would be a potential issue for folks trying to work around that. So on and against.
Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment. As a former life that I used to have, we had one of these motor pools, and we didn't just have five vehicles in there. We had several of them. In fact, when we got it, it really grew to where it was bigger went after the motor pool than when they were assigned to the agencies themselves, which increased the cost. There is a cost savings here of only 5% that they're going to sell. It isn't the whole motor pool. And I think with the number of employees going down, they can definitely afford it. Remember, it's only 5%. Thank you. On and for the bill.
Thank you. Any other members for the first time? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, and, you know, the thing that jumps out as me is that this is accepting permanently assigned vehicles, and I assume all vehicles will become permanently assigned if we pass this.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone else in the body would like to speak on this for their first time? Second time before the sponsor. Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I guess I just have some more questions to that, and it really revolves because the explanation is 5%, and it's very vague, as the last speaker pointed out. And so maybe the speaker could, or the presenter could give me some more information on what types of vehicles will they be? Will it be singled out? Should it be singled out, or do they just have the flexibility, and will that be based on mileage make, or do you want to just give them the latitude to do that are some of the things that I was just had some questions on. It's interesting, Mr. Speaker, also to note where our good representatives hail from in these discussions. From the Valley of Stars, we will hear a hallelujah, and from up in the land of sugar beets, it'll be, I will drink to that.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to point out a second time, this sounds good, like saving money by selling these cars, but then the people will use their personal vehicles for their required work and get reimbursed. And I know from a previous job where I supervised a small motor pool, the employees like to use their personal cars because then they can make money off of their trip. And the supervisors insist that they use the motor pool because it's cheaper for the agency. So this is, I have to say, this is an amendment that sounds great, but I think in the end it will actually cost us money.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So getting down a little bit in this, we're talking about 110 vehicles here. So 5%, we're talking about 5 or 6 vehicles. They're sitting there in a garage, most of them here in this wonderful city we're in right now, and they're not being used. This is something that every family has to do when they're going through hard times. We can do it too. It's very simple. There's going to be no effect on people using their personal vehicles. There's already protections for that in statute. If they're going to take advantage of that, then we need to add the protections there where they can't use their personal vehicles. But these vehicles are sitting there in a lot in this wonderful city we're in. Let's get rid of 5 or 6 of them and bring some savings to the taxpayer and show that we're going to manage our state just like every single family in our state. Thank you very much.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 43 to House Bill 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
Chairs in doubt, all those in favor please stand. All those opposed? I want to get my ears checked. I think that's... I apologize. I think there was 24 of the amendment that stood, and it's members present, so I want to make sure there's more than 20. 36. Amendment number 43 has failed. Representative Blake.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
We all need a little break here. I want to introduce 5 gentlemen in the back there. They're all fine locomotive engineers that haul Wyoming coal, and we want to haul a lot more of it, believe you me. And I'll introduce them. Please stand up. Corey Runyon from Cheyenne. Tony Lecalot from Sheridan, Larry Nelson from Gillette, Terry Cook from Cheyenne, and a guy we might know, Lee Filer from Cheyenne. Please welcome them to the House.
Welcome to the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 1:45 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motions have been adopted. The House is in recess until 1:45. Committee announcements. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Labor Committee, number 10, will meet soon in H-37 to hear 3 bills, Department of Health, Family Services, statutory amendments, CHIP program amendments, small employer health insurance, reinsurance program amendments, 63, 67, 69. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Revenue Committee number 3 will be meeting Monday,
February 13, 2017 at 8 o'clock a.m. in the usual Jonah Room, H36. We'll be discussing Senate File 124, Taxation of Sale and Lease Transactions, Senate File 131, State Revenues and Expenditure Review.
Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number four, Education, will meet today after we get something to eat in Jonah H38. We're going to do Senate File 34, Student Personal Digital Information Protection Act, which is continued from Wednesday, and we're also going to do Senate File 35, Virtual Education, another continuation from Wednesday.
Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number six, Travel, will meet on Monday at 8 a.m. to consider Senate File 60, Engrossed and Lope Hunts, and Senate File 27, State Archives Amendments.
Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Joint Appropriations Committee will meet at noon on Monday, February 13th, for discussions of Senate File 1, General Appropriations, and any re-referrals received, time permitting, and then on adjournment, your House Joint Appropriations will hear Senate File 81, Circuit Court Judges Salaries, and Senate File 72. Where'd it go? Large project funding.
Thank you. Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number nine, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet Monday, February 13th at 8:30 a.m. in Jonah Room H37. We will hear Senate File 57, Engrossed, Motor Vehicle Franchise Exceptions, and then Senate File 156, Engrossed, State Government Efficiencies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number seven, Corporations, will meet Monday upon noon recess in H37 to hear the following three bills: Senate File 16, Special District Elections; Senate File 44, Speech Pathology and Audiology; and Senate File 96, Real Estate Brokers and Salespersons.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have a rather late privilege of the floor?
Certainly. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce Carolyn Johnson's family, my constituents out, I think, on the far side of the fishbowl, Jim Courtney, Jade, Rosa, and Jeff, and thanks for visiting us.
Hey, welcome to the House. House is in recess.